Yevamos Perek Yudal Mishnechas. Shnei Achim Pichim Nesuim L'Shtei Nachrios. Two brothers that both can hear were married to two women that were not sisters. Achas Pikachas V'Achas Chereshas. One of them can hear, one of them couldn't. Meis Pikeach Bala Chereshas. The Pikeach, they're both Pikechim, both brothers. But one of them died, but the one that was married to the deaf woman. Mayasa Pikeach Bala Pikachas. What is the one that's alive, that can hear and his wife can hear? What does he do now as far as Yibum to this Chereshes that falls to him in Yibum? Kones. So he marries her. He does Yibum. This is only a woman that was married to his brother Midrabanan because she's a Chereshes. But he can do Yibum to her, Midrabanan. Vimratza Lahotzi, Yotzi. And then after he does Yibum, then he can give a get to get rid of her. He cannot do Chalitza beforehand, like Mefarshim explained, because she's a Chereshes. He can't do Chalitza to Chereshes. The only way not to be with her is to first marry her and then give her a get. But she's not related at all to his current wife, so there's no question regarding that. Meis pikeach bala pikachas. But if the pikeach that's married to the woman that can hear dies, and now she falls to Yibum, mayasa pikeach bal hachereshes. So she falls to Yibum, to the guy that's married to a chereshes. So now what's happening is, this man that's married to a deaf woman, he now has this Yibum midiaraisa from his brother. And this is just like any other case. She's not related to his deaf wife that he's currently married to. And she's his brother's wife. And she can hear, and he can hear. Oh, Chalitza or Miyabim, so he can do Chalitza or Yibum, like any other case of Yibum.